We are the Incredible Critics. Incredible Monacos are great because their credibility should seriously be in question. Most likely the same way this intro should be in question, because I don't know if I did it on time. I have no sound cues. Not even the director pointing at me with some finger guns.
I didn't point at you yet.
I didn't know there was a point.
I said I would point at you.
You never said you would point. Did you say you would point?
I did.
I felt like a lot of time went by. I didn't remember you saying that.
No. Yeah, I gave a countdown to when the intro was going to start. And
okay,
then,
and then I counted to like 10 in my head. I thought we were there.
No, not yet.
Are we there yet now?
Channels, but yeah, I mean, we're good now.
Oh, good. Did any of the intro come through?
Yeah. Well, like
okay.
a second and a half before you came blasting.
We are the Incredible Critics again. Anyway, I'm Frankie Fusco, hosting today for Ben, who is not here. We actually don't know where he is. He said he had a secret government mission, which I don't even think he's supposed to tell us that it's a government mission. But he's real bad at stuff like that. Yeah. But anyway, we'll find out sooner or later. And that voice, our director extraordinaire without the finger guns, is Andrew Tuna Moore. What's up, buddy?
Hey, man. Hey, Tim. How you guys doing?
Yo.
That is Tim Lasers Gruber, joined with us by Tink's Booty.
Yep. I got Tinkerbell. I got Tinkerbell.
Aw.
Oh, hey. Chilling. Hey, Tink.
Aw.
Tim, is this the first podcast from your new house? Or no, did I miss one? I think
second
I missed
one.
One.
You did miss
second
one.
Second one.
I think when you were on a government mission. Or just visiting
I think
family,
Ben just really watched a lot of like the new Jack Ryan, and he's just pretending. Like, I'm sure he's just in his like house in a bunch of cardboard boxes, pretending that it's Russia.
That sounds like Ben. Sounds totally like Ben.
I wouldn't put it past him.
Yeah.
No, so this is my second episode in the house, and it's definitely a lot cleaner in the background, as you can tell. That door is closed.
Looking good. Looking real good.
Got the dog here. Got the whole fam here. I don't know. Were they here? They weren't
I
all
don't
here.
Think they would have been here last time.
Yeah, but they're here now.
Nice. All the Grubers in one house, and that house isn't my house, so it's a win.
It's true.
That is a win. Guys, today we are talking about the movie rights and casting of the Incredible Critics movie. That is our main topic, which we will get into a little bit later.
I mean, I guess
we're also going to touch on the great segment of what's on. But first, let's do a little catch up. I feel like it's been a while since all three of us have been on here. Last week was just Heinz 57. Last week was just Ben and I, and then I hadn't been on in a month prior to that. So it has been a while. What's going on, Andrew? What have you been up to besides clearly working out?
No, I was just out getting some exercise by way of work earlier. I had to hike down into our canyon and get some footage for a commercial that we're going to be putting together.
And, you own a canyon? You and your parents? Is that how that works?
Yeah. We have a lot of real estate up here. No. One of the local hotels wants to do a piece on cycling and hiking in the area. So I needed to get some updated footage with nice summer foliage and some updates, I think, to some of the trails. So I went out for that earlier. Very warm. And then my housemate, neither of my parents, but my actual housemate, Austin, wanted to go for a hike. So I then followed him earlier. And yeah, that's basically what's been up with me. That and baseball, like usual. Been shooting a lot of baseball. How about you, Tim?
Last week I was not on the show because I had summer fun camp, which is a thing at our church, Connection Church. And I'm drinking some coffee.
Was it fun?
I'm still recovering from it, so I've got to drink coffee at 8:30 at night or whatever. It was a blast. It was video game themed, so got to pull out the Super Nintendo Classic and get it hooked up so that kids could race against each other.
Nice.
And it would go on the big screens,
that's
which was
awesome.
Fun. And then we switched it out. So they did original Mario Kart the one night, and then the next night they did current Mario Kart.
I get it. Mario Switched Kart, whatever. It out.
8 Deluxe. Wink. So it was fun. It was, it was just a blast being able to help out with stuff. And I got to put together some different, fake video gamey logos for games that they played during the different sessions.
Oh, yeah, that's fun.
So there was one called Ring Frenzy, and I grabbed a GIF of the big ring from Sonic, one spinning ring, and then got like a Sonic style logo together that said Ring Frenzy, that had like that classic Sega font with like,
Man.
I'll show you guys later. And then I did another one for Tetris that was all like mid-century mod, just like weird bold colors on a black background that said Tetris and like blocks and stuff. And then trying to think, there was another one that was just really fun. There's a question mark. There was one where the kids had to smash a big question mark block that was made out of cardboard, and one they picked randomly, and one of the kids got all the coins inside. And so I made this one again, same thing with like a rotating question mark block that was that had a Smash logo in it. It was fun. So yeah, nice. Lots of craziness last week. Still recovering.
How about you, Frankie?
That is crazy. So we had this last week. Yeah, it's been nuts. I don't really remember anything that's happened in the last week. I'm trying to go ahead and think about it. I was in New York this past weekend. My niece's graduation. My niece graduated high school, so we did a little trip to New York for the weekend. Much better than our previous. Tim didn't listen to the last week's episode, but the week prior we had flown with the girls to Vegas to visit my dad, which I'm not sure if I mentioned or not in the show, and then from Vegas to Texas to visit my father-in-law and his family, and then from Texas back home to Philadelphia, which was chaos and nuts and a lot of flying with two children.
Flying with two kids. Oh.
Yeah, the baby perfect. The toddler was a toddler.
So much better than driving, I will say.
I see that's what Aaron says. When I was in Texas on our last, right before our last fight, I was like, or for $100,000, we can buy an RV and never fly again. And she's like, you want to be in the car with these people for 18, 20 hours? And I said, yep. Because then we're not on a plane in public. And that didn't fly over well. Aaron did a lot of road trips as a kid.
I get it.
And she's not, thanks. Glad you got that. Dad jokes. Aaron did a lot of road trips as a kid, and I guess it scarred her for life, so she's not a fan of them right now.
Aww.
Or want to do that with our kids. I never did them, so in my mind, they'd be so much fun, especially with an RV. That didn't fly. I also looked in. Fly a private jet? Well, you can't fly it, but someone will fly you on a private jet from San Antonio to Philadelphia for $25,000. I looked into those flights, too.
Yeah, that would be worth every...
Aaron said no, so we didn't get to do that. So we flew back on Southwest. That was chaotic. So this trip to New York, much better. 2.5-hour drive, significantly better. That went well. It was a good time. Again, though, happy to be home. No more trips in the future, at least till October, so I can just relax and have fun and not drive anywhere with children for multiple hours.
Hey, welcome, Brittany and Aaron.
Oh, we were not just talking about them.
Yeah, so. Yay.
But we will be soon, probably.
Is Aaron on there?
They're on today's episode, one way or another.
Uh-oh.
But before we get into our main episode, let's talk for a second. Have you guys been watching anything? What's new and exciting on your TV?
We'll find out what's on. That's so scuffed. Frankie,
we did it.
Oh, is it over? I still didn't get finger guns. Great. See, that's excellent. What we needed. Directing on this episode is horrendous. Andrew, what have you been watching, man?
Actually, on Saturday, rewatched for the first time in a long time, The Mummy, starring Brendan Fraser.
Oh, so good.
It's both as bad and as good as I remember it being.
Yes.
In some ways, it was better than I thought it would be after having not seen it for so long. And in other ways, it was just as bad as I expected. But it's just fun. It's just a fun movie. Can't take it seriously. But it's a good time. And our movie group had a good time watching it. How about you, Frankie?
I have been watching nothing, to be honest with you, besides keeping up on my weekly shows like Loki and The Bad Batch on Disney Plus. Shout out to them. Just been too busy with everything else to watch anything new. Though I did recently add a bunch of stuff to my list on Hulu and Prime and Netflix that I want to try to get into in the next month or so. We officially cut the cable-ish. Like, we got rid of cable. So we had Fios on our one TV in the house, and it was just kind of ridiculous. And we realized that I kind of wanted Hulu, and for actually $20 cheaper a month, we could get rid of the cable box, keep the just drop down the internet only, and get Hulu. And we would have between
that
Hulu,
live TV on Hulu, or
no live TV on Hulu. If we would have done that, it would have been like $40 more expensive.
But still, yeah, like Hulu has almost everything the day after.
Exactly, that's what I was looking at, and we did commercial free, so it makes it you know, just as good. But between that, Prime, Netflix, Paramount, Discovery, we have everything that we watch.
So I'm gonna hit up that commercial free Hulu now and rewatch The Golden Girls, right?
You're not going to get access to my commercial free Hulu because you didn't watch Golden Girls, so you lost all purpose, Andrew.
Darn. I'm so disappointed.
What about you, Tim? You been watching anything?
Yeah, I mean, we've been watching Loki, and just Brittany and I have been watching that because we're trying to watch the Marvel shows ahead of time before letting the girls watch them, just because it's kind of like, who knows what's gonna happen, but honestly, we're loving it, and we think the girls are gonna dig it. We just watched within the last 2 weeks all of WandaVision with my girls, so they hadn't watched it before, and we didn't just like binge it all. Like, we did two episodes, then one episode, two episodes, like every other. And they were so funny. Like, at the end of an episode, they would have so many crazy theories, like, on the, like, without any kind of prompting, they would just be like, I'm pretty sure Hydra's involved, you know, like all this stuff. They were convinced that the one neighbor, Dottie, the one that was kind of a misdirect, the blonde neighbor that runs the social club or whatever, mm-hmm. in the second episode, who's basically not in the show after that, they were convinced that she was the Red Skull because her hand turned red when she cut it. And I was like, no, that was blood. Like, what are you talking about?
You know, though, they weren't far off, because a lot of people thought that lady was involved.
Oh, totally, totally. So it was just funny to rewatch it. Knowing all the little details already and kind of picking up little things. And then also to rewatch it with them, experiencing it for the first time and like making up crazy theories that were so ridiculous. So that was really fun. And then we've been watching a little bit of Deep Space Nine, just off and on. So that's been fun. And I watched a movie recently, and I can't remember what movie, but it must have been really great, because I can remember it. Maybe not. I don't know.
Okay, well, that good recap. Good recap, Tim. Hey, listen, at least you're getting the kids in the Marvel TV shows. It's probably better than Ben's doing parenting, so. His kids probably won't even know what Marvel is until they barely get to school and other kids tell him about it.
He's making sure that they're bilingual so they can watch without subtitles.
In foreign language, that makes sense. All right, guys, so let's get into the main topic of tonight's show. I came up with this idea a while back. I definitely stole it from somewhere. I, unfortunately, I came up with it so long ago that I don't remember where I stole it from to give them credit. It was probably another podcast. But I came up with this idea that if we got casted, if they casted a movie about the Incredible Critics, inevitably it's going to happen, right? At some point in time, they're going to be like, this piece of history, they need to make a movie about
empire.
It.
Empire.
Yeah, the Incredible Critics Empire. Let's start a movie about, let's make a movie about where it all began. And who would they get to play us, right? Especially if it was, now I'm not saying in the future, because clearly can't do that, but like right now, if they made a movie today with us, who would they cast as us, our significant others, because clearly that would play a role. I figure,
my parents.
Let's talk about it. Who would you guys cast? Right, so you don't have a significant other. Yeah. One day you'll find love. We're going to cast your parents, because that's most likely. Who's going to play your parents? I saw your dad was in the background earlier, probably yelling at you to keep on the noise. I wanted to know. So I sat and thought about it for a while, about who I'd cast for everybody, and I gave you guys the assignment, and we did it, and we're going to talk about that tonight. And Ben gave us his before he went on a secret mission to Russia.
Partially misunderstood, probably because he was too busy looking up the dossier for his mission. He came up with he got the casting right, but he sent it to me also as if each person, each couple had a different director, it was a different movie. So I guess this is the Incredible Critics Cinematic Universe instead. So he had you and Aaron together as your own movie directed by somebody, Frankie, Tim and his wife, Brittany, as their own movie. And then me and my parents in their own movie.
I mean, right. Well, who says it's a movie? It could just be, most likely with how much content there is, it'll most likely be like a TV show, like a bingeable Netflix, Disney Plus TV show. That's you know, 10 seasons long. So
it's all cinematic universe. It's all connected.
Hashtag it's all connected. So I was thinking about this. I kind of want to start off, and we'll go couple by couple, okay? So, and then we'll go around the circle. So I'll start. Let's get it over with. Let's cast me and let's cast Aaron in the TV show or the cinematic universe of Incredible Critics. Let's call that the cinematic universe of the Incredible Critics. who do you guys think is portraying me and portraying Aaron? Andrew, why don't you go first?
Well, let me get let Tim go first, because I want to send you guys the pictures that I photoshopped of you with your actors, and I need to get that to the group. I thought I would have it.
You went above and beyond. I have pictures on my computer that I could show in case we need to. But
I have it here. I'm gonna send you who I think would play you, Frankie. I had you being played by Kit Harington.
Oh my god.
Oh.
Kit Harington of Game of Thrones. I'm okay with this. It's not where I saw this going. Andrew's just trying to score brownie points. I get it.
You guys actually look like a... He looks like a much fitter version of you, Frankie.
That's what most of my lookalikes look like.
Actually, I'm not going to lie. Scarily fit. I spent a fair amount of time combing the internet for all of your picks. I'm pretty happy about most of them.
I did the same thing.
Tim's, I like the personality that I got, but the looks weren't quite. I think, and Tim, I'm just pumping your tires with this. I think you look better than the actor that I chose.
What?
We'll get back there. So you casted me as Kit Harington. Who'd you cast Aaron as?
Aaron, I have being played by, Jillian Bell.
Jillian Bell. I don't know who that is. I'm going to have to look that up.
She is in... What is she in? I had it earlier. She's in 22 Jump Street.
Yeah, I know who
she is. And...
yes, and Brittany runs a marathon most recently, and Godmothered. Comedic
Godmother,
actress.
That's what I was thinking of. That she was in something.
I don't think you're scoring points with Aaron, but you scored a lot of points with me, so we're okay with that.
Aaron, I don't know you. I just went for some. Tried to find an actress that looked as close to this picture of Frankie as I could find.
Random picture that you now have.
There you go. I went through your Facebook profiles, Ben, Tim, and Frankie, to find photos of you with your wives to reference, and that was the closest actress I could find.
In that photo, you're not far off. Is there a way to put these photos on the screen so people can see?
That's actually pretty wild.
Oh, they are. Okay, great.
That's actually pretty wild. I'm just saying.
Yeah, not every photo of every actor looks like you guys or your wives.
Right, of course.
I thought that looked pretty solid.
That one
is.
Is she
godmothered? Is that what did you just say?
Oh, yeah, godmothered, and Brittany Runs a Marathon. She's been in a bunch of comedy movies.
Good.
All right, and then let's go over
Ben
to
Ben. Is actually really into this. He said.
Ben, who did Ben have?
Ben chose. I gotta pull up the right chat here because he sent it to me privately. He's for you, Frankie. He had played by Matt LeBlanc.
Matt LeBlanc.
What? From Friends. Joey from Friends.
Oh, yes. Okay. All right. I'll take it.
And Incredible.
You're a little old now, but I'll take it.
Incredible fans, I apologize for the bandwidth drop. I don't know what's going on. And then Aaron, he had played by Allison Pill.
Allison Pill.
I don't know who that is. I'm going to have to look it up.
She's...
I can see it.
Okay, yeah. I'm trying to think, what was she in recently that I just saw?
Scott Pilgrim?
Yes, Scott Pilgrim. That's right, she's from Scott Pilgrim. She's married to someone famous as well, which that was...
Oh, she's in Picard. That's what she's
Yes,
in.
Picard. That's what I was thinking of. That worked.
That's pretty
she
good.
She also plays Mary Chaney in Vice.
Ah, okay, okay. Okay, and... Tim, what about you, buddy? Who would you cast as me and Aaron?
Okay. So I put zero thought into this until just now. And
good. We only had months and months to plan it.
Yeah,
no
except I was really sure that we were supposed to just cast ourselves into a movie and develop the movie.
I wish I can go back and search in the chat, but I know I made specific details.
I know you were like, it'd be funny if we picked each other, and I'm like, well, I don't, whatever. But here's my thought. Because with Frankie and Aaron, especially after living in their house and seeing how their crime family operates, I just keep thinking The Sopranos, and so I think a young, James Gandolfini would be a great Frankie.
Okay, all fair. Right. He's dead now.
With
so.
All the hair. Okay. Yeah, a young one, not a dead one. That's
okay. Well, I guess in the future we can do anything, so go ahead. That makes sense.
Okay, and then I was like, why not Tony Soprano's wife in the show Sopranos, Edie Falco? Like a young Edie Falco, I think would be a great... I think could play Aaron really well. I'm just pulling them out of time and putting them in our movie. Why not? We can recreate actors with holograms in the future when they're making this. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying,
that's
guys.
Great.
Listen, they can do a young Robert De Niro, right? In a new movie.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, Ben has a de-aged pick later on in here, too, so that's fair.
My gosh.
All right, so I am going to... Now, Andrew, I can just share my screen, right? And it will pull up the pictures that I have up.
I think so.
We're going to see how this is going to work. And, of course, the only ones I don't have up right now are the pictures of... Give me one sec. Andrew, real quick, how did you come up with the pick for me? You just searched by lookalike or...
So, yeah, first I looked up actors with little talent. No, I'm kidding. I looked up white male actors in their 30s or 40s, and then I just combed through until I found one that looked, what I thought at least, like the picture that I had. I tried to reference them specifically to the picture that I chose. So in your case... I'll pull it up for the Incredible fans to view. I was looking for an actor with, at least in the picture, a little shorter hair with some scruff, some facial hair, and I tried to match the nose and eye structure a little bit, and it seems,
gotcha.
Seems like it fit pretty well.
All right, that's fair. I recently have decided I'm no longer doing facial hair, so I started shaving again fully because everyone's doing facial hair, so I'm going back, bringing it back. All right, so for me, I know what you're thinking. He casted Matt Damon. But I didn't. I didn't because I love Matt Damon too much to cast him as myself. Then do I love myself?
I'm just so confused. Make a cameo.
I'd rather him make a cameo in the movie as a love interest of you know, me or my wife. So someone in my family loves Matt Damon. You know what I mean? Like, you know, just maybe
who loves Matt
Damon. Right. I don't know. Who doesn't love Matt Damon? Everyone loves Matt Damon. anyway, so I did not cast Matt Damon as myself. Actually, I did not cast Matt Damon in this role because I just assume he's going to be helping direct it, or you know, and making cameos here and there as like my best friend. That's it. We cast him as my best friend, and me and him do a spin-off podcast, and it becomes really successful. Okay, we'll get into that later. I casted as myself Seth MacFarlane.
Okay. I can see it, actually. I can see that.
Interesting.
All right. There you go right there. There's Seth MacFarlane. I'm guessing it popped up, hopefully.
I have to click watch.
Oh, I had to click it.
Oh, sorry.
Yep, there he is.
Yeah, we got it. Wow.
All right. And then as Erin, I've always said that she looks like this actress right here. And so it was an easy cast for me. Connie Britton from Friday Night Lights.
Okay.
All right. One of the best TV shows of all time. One of the best TV moms of all time. It goes hand in hand with Erin, who is one of the best moms and best TV wives.
Well casted. I did not, neither me nor Ben cast ourselves in our picks, by the way, so you might be the lone one here.
You'll have to get your cast yourself while you have time. Yeah,
fair enough.
Come up with it on the spot. I don't know how to stop doing this.
I got you.
Is there a way to?
Well, you just click the stop sharing button bottom left. Yeah, you got it.
Perfect. Gotcha.
Nailed it.
Incredible.
Did that just
nailed
mess
it?
Up the
All way? Right.
It did Maybe. Kind of a little bit, but not too bad.
Okay.
All right, good. We're good. Moving on. We'll go start going a little quicker since the important people are done. Let's talk about casting Tim and Brittany.
What?
What? You know what? I'm going to go first again, so let's share this screen one more time.
Oh, boy. Here we go, folks.
All
right. Now, casting Tim, we went with Jason Segel.
He's tall. All right.
He's tall. He's funny. He likes Muppets. You know what I mean? Like, he is...
This is true. Man, I like this choice.
Yeah,
now.
I think he kind of looks like you a little bit. And, you know, his humor is right there. It's funny, but it's not, like, dirty humor. You know, it's kind of a wholesome guy. You'd bring him... Yeah. You'd let him hang out around your kids.
Yeah.
All right? As Brittany, this was actually the toughest for me. I struggled with this quite a bit. I went through a bunch of celebrity look-alike photos. I didn't think she was like any of the ones she looked alike, or looked like. But I thought about Amy from Big Bang Theory because she's got that like nerdy personality and the glasses. But then I can't never say that lady's name. But Amy from Big Bang Theory came out with a new show. Like something cat or call me cat or something like that, and she's nothing like Brittany in that new show. So I was like, not gonna go there. So you know, I went with Melissa Benoist, Supergirl.
Oh, Supergirl.
Oh, that's okay. Cool. Yeah, that's yeah. That's
you know what?
Pick.
I figure she
can sing.
Is you know,
she can sing.
She's that's blonde. True. She has glasses, true. Even if they're fake. I don't know if they're real. She's she's funny. So okay. And she's actually a nerd in real life. So I mean it all pans out. These are my choices. I think they're very good ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's cancel this live. And Andrew, who did you pick for Tim and Brittany?
So for Tim, I kind of tried to go with the same vibes you did, Frankie, with more wholesome actor who's also good comedy, and also kind of fits the comic booky vibes too with Zachary Levi.
I like that choice. I like that choice. Frying pans. Who knew?
I gotta send this to the group so you guys can see the picture.
That's good.
Yeah, both had a good smile. The eye color is a little off, but you both have facial hair. You could both style your hair the same way. He's a little bit tanner, but
he's wholesome. He's a pretty wholesome guy too.
Yeah, and listen, and they don't need to be identical lookalikes. They just need to kind
of,
you think,
carry the essence of
enough.
Their acting style would be, you know, what they're kind of typecasted as would be your
good
fit for you. You know,
this next one I felt a little uncomfortable about just because I don't know your wife at all.
But there are photos of her on his phone now, so take that for what it is.
I cast Chelsea Peretti. Is that her name? From Brooklyn Nine-Nine. She plays Gina.
Yeah.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh, Gina. Okay, yeah. Yeah, if she was a little bit, had some more blonde going on, but okay.
Yeah, the hair color is easy to change, I figured. But
yeah, I don't think I've seen her in any other show, so I don't know what her...
Yeah, I haven't either, but yeah, Brittany, I apologize if that's not at all where you would be going, but this is how this game is played.
That's fine. That's good.
Who did Ben pick as Tim and Brittany?
Ben had for Tim Nathan Fillion.
Ooh.
Okay.
I dig that.
Captain Hammer.
Yeah.
Maybe not that kind of vibe for Tim, but no, but I could definitely see that. Definitely hits that nerd culture.
That's high praise from Ben, because I know he loves Nathan Fillion so much.
He's a great actor and can definitely get those comedic notes that Tim exudes.
I'm just waiting for him to be in a Marvel movie, you know what I'm saying? I mean, well, I'm waiting for him to be, for real, a whole Marvel character. Just saying. Like a random alien in a jail in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Right. Yeah, come on. Come on, Marvel. And for your wife, Brittany, he picked Janelle Maloney. I don't know who that is.
Janelle Maloney.
Janelle or Janelle?
Janelle Maloney. See, she was in The West Wing.
I figured it was every one of his characters actors must have been in the Aaron Sorkin film.
Or in the Blacklist.
The Blacklist.
I guess the movie.
Okay, because she has blonde hair. Okay, whatever.
What's crazy is I'm looking at images of this person, and I have no clue who they are. I've never heard of this actress before in my life.
Well, that's because you haven't heard The West Wing enough.
I've watched West Wing. Why don't I remember?
I don't think so. Only a true winger.
Only a true winger would know. I also don't think I'm spelling your name right. I have a couple of corrections and stuff coming up on Google when I try to type in her name. Anyway, all right, you know.
Cool, that was fun.
Average pick, Ben, I guess. You know what we should have done? Real quick, are we done with Tim? Tim, you can go for. You can go ahead. Who did you pick as yourself?
Oh, okay.
You can do it.
I picked, so for myself, I would pick slightly less fit Chris Pratt.
I can see that.
Okay.
Another wholesome, funny dude. I'm just saying.
Parks and Rec, Chris Pratt.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like the one who's kind of in the middle between that and Guardians. Remember, like when he
stopped drinking beer.
England. Yes. That's it. And then for Brittany, I had Ashley Tisdale.
Oh.
Because
Ashley Tisdale's a good one.
That's a throwback.
When So if you pull up a picture of Ashley Tisdale with like those big shades on, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Like big, you know, like the big round sunglasses.
The High School Musical shades.
Yeah, sure, I guess. I don't know. But if Britney wears big sunglasses like that, they're like, they could be sisters or something. I don't know. That's cool. And she sings. So there's that.
Nice.
Yeah. So, yep. And then for my kids, I went back in time and got all of the Olsen sisters, the Olsen twins, and Elizabeth Olsen, and cast them as okay. my girls. And for the baby, and for Jude, I picked the baby dinosaur from Dinosaurs.
That is fair. I like that casting. For your kids, I thought about it, and I was just going to go with no set casting and just randomly switch them out like every couple episodes. I like when shows just keep switching things.
Oh, they just
like
keep rotating
actors,
through.
Keep changing actors, and it's like, I've never noticed that the kid's in the background. I wanted to ask, and I'll do it first, but I think at the end of each round, we should pick who our favorite picks were that weren't our own. For me, I'm going to go with Andrew's picks. I liked Kit Harington and whatever the other girl's name was, but from Godmothered. Especially in that one picture you posted, it did kind of look like Aaron. And she's really funny, so I like that too.
Those were good
picks. Tim, what about you? Who's your favorite picks?
Oh, man. I don't know. I might pick Frankie. I might go with your picks.
All right. And listen, this is not set in stone. We don't necessarily have to have these people play us, and when the movie comes to
we'll shop it around.
They're going to have... They're going
to
have
Zachary Levi to come in.
Yeah, they're going to have an edge. You know, they're going to have an edge if they audition for it. You know, maybe they don't have to... Could they just go right to the final auditions?
Nice. So. Right. You're going... Right, you have a ticket to Hollywood.
Right, you got a ticket. Yeah, they'll talk to their managers. Real quick, I'm going to share this. This is Ashley Tisdale with the big glasses, and you are spot on.
And like a little bit blonder, and then it's they could be sisters. Yeah,
I can see that.
While I'm up, let's go straight to it. Let's talk about Ben, number one Franco, and his wife Chelsea. All right. So for Ben Franco, I can only think of one person. One person comes to mind every time I think of Ben Franco. And that's Aaron Paul. Aaron Paul.
I like it.
He's just like his personality.
He's just cynical.
His hairdo most of the time, especially when it's shorter. He's cynical. He's like not great looking, but not bad looking, you know? And like you want to hang out with him. You know, you want to hang out with him, but you definitely don't want to hang out with him too much. You know what I mean? Because he would get too much attention if you hung out with him.
This is crazy.
Aaron Paul. I think this is a great casting for Ben. You're like surprisingly surprised about how he can be in an action movie. That's how I feel about Ben. Like I wouldn't be surprised if he was in an action movie, but I also wouldn't be not surprised if he was in an action movie. So Aaron Paul, and for his wife, who is way out of his league, which we all know, I think the person who looks the most like her and matches the sweetness that is Chelsea. If you've ever gotten the chance to talk to Chelsea, it's just kind of like, why? Why is someone so sweet and nice with Aaron Paul? And it is Lacey Chabert from a ton of Lifetime Christmas movies Hallmark Christmas movies. She was in Lost in Space. She was in Party of Five. She's been a child actress, worked her way. She was in Mean Girls. Oh, she was the nicest of the Mean Girls for sure, but I think a pretty spot-on representation of her.
Good.
There we go, and let's move on. Andrew, I am so curious about this. Who did you cast as Ben and Chelsea?
Well, so for Ben, I'm going to send the picture to the group chat now. I have James McAvoy.
Okay. All right.
I felt like the range
with an American accent.
James, the range of his acting, he could fill any number of Ben isms.
Any number of Ben's multiple personalities. Yeah, we get it. I was almost gonna pick bald James McAvoy to be you, Andrew, but now I gotta change my pick. So
he could definitely pull off the Ben Snark,
or he can do both.
Oh my gosh! Well, that's going a little too much.
Oh my goodness!
Cinematic universe for me. Are you trying to imply that Ben and I are the same person? I don't think Ben would.
No, I just think it'd be cool to have an actor play both.
Yeah, it doesn't work like that.
That would be pretty good.
Ben is way cooler than you.
The facial hair and just general structure looked just too similar to pass up on that when I saw these photos side by side. But I thought they fell pretty nicely. I think their eye color isn't quite right, but there's colored contacts, you know? And it doesn't have to be perfect. And for Chelsea, the picture that I found to match the actress to play her, their resemblance is kind of scarily uncanny to the point where I even showed my housemate Austin, and he's like, whoa, that is wild. And it will totally make sense given how much Ben likes this actress. I picked Emily Blunt. And you need to look at the photos I just sent.
Oh, I was sure you were going to say Brie Larson, but...
Yeah, no. I don't agree with the Emily Blunt.
Look at that photo!
Yeah, but I know Emily Blunt in like everything she's ever played, and nothing about... I mean, I don't know her personally.
I don't know Chelsea at all. So personally,
yeah, I just personality. She looks like her in that one photo, but I don't think she looks like her in any other photo that she's ever been in. As far as Emily Blunt.
But that's what you get, Men in Chelsea. I don't know how my casting is, but that's what I was working with.
Ben, what is
Tim, who do you got?
Okay, so for Ben, let me go with Chelsea first. So for Chelsea, I was kind of like stuck between maybe like a mix between the Deschanel sisters, because
for Ben,
like, yeah, for Ben.
I miss that you said for Chelsea. I do like the Deschanel sisters for Chelsea.
I don't know. I'm leaning more towards Zooey Deschanel. I was almost gonna go with I think Jennifer Morrison from In Her House Years, when her hair was browner. It was more dark. Because now it's been blonde, I think, for a while, because she was in Once Upon a Time. But all right. But then for Ben, so here's the thing. So then when I was like, I think maybe Zooey Deschanel. Then I just kept thinking about New Girl, and then I was like, oh, who would Ben be more like? Would he be more like Max Greenfield, or would he be more like what's his name? Jake Johnson?
Yes.
Is that his name? And I think I'm going to land on Max Greenfield. And not that he is like in New Girl, but like a really depressed, cynical version of Max Greenfield. I think he could pull off a Ben. Maybe give him a little scruff. I'm just saying. I think he could pull off a Ben if it wasn't a comedy situation. If he was playing the straight man. I think he could do it.
Sure.
He's got the chops. Yep. So that's what I landed on.
I like it. And Ben did not do himself or Chelsea?
No, he did not.
Yeah, he didn't pick himself.
Okay. Well, maybe he did Chelsea. I don't know.
Maybe he thought the opposite of what I thought.
I'm curious. We'll have to ask Ben who his favorite is of all these. But we will. We'll wait for that. That'll be a surprise on next week's episodes. Let's get in it. Into it. It's the final rounds. It is Andrew Tuna, Dr. Pepper Moore, and his parents, his lovely mom and dad.
Dr. Pepper has been upgraded. Okay.
His Dr. Thunder. That's right. Dr. Thunder. Well, you know, Pepper's a sponsor, so we got to throw him in there at least one time an episode.
I get you.
Go ahead and you know what? Andrew, you didn't do that. You didn't do it, right? Or you did do your parents?
I didn't come up with anybody to play my parents. For me, I cast myself while we were talking about it, if you want.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, go ahead.
I cast David Cross to play me, a.k.a. Tobias Funke from Arrested Development.
That's good. That's good. That's a good one.
I like it. I like it quite a bit.
I like it.
If I had to say anybody for my parents right off the bat, for my dad, maybe Michael Keaton. And
okay.
Maybe Kate Winslet for my mom.
Interesting. Interesting. I don't know what your parents look like, but now I will assume that they are Batman. So that's good.
I didn't even make that connection, but that's amazing.
I will go ahead and I'll go ahead. Do I start? I think I'm going to start with you, Andrew. Andrew, for we're going to share the screen. Ezra Miller. That's who I casted as you. I think it is a solid fit.
That picture is fantastic.
He is just young and nerdy and obnoxious. You don't really want him around. You know what I mean? Like, when he plays one of your favorite characters, you're like, why is this guy? why is that guy in my movie that I want to see? And he's ruining it. But he's also not horrendous. You know, in a crappy movie, he's not the worst part of it. And I think that describes you.
That's great.
I know nothing about your mom and dad other than the fictional mom and dad that I have in my head for you that live upstairs from your basement apartment. I wanted a mix of personalities. I tried not to cast anybody dead. Otherwise, I had a bunch of ideas because I want them to actually play in the movie. We're going to start with your dad. I feel like you have a solid dad. We're going to go with Dan Loria from The Wonder Years.
Okay.
He's one of my favorite TV dads. I think he's stern, tough, but he loves you, you know? That's kind of the opinion I think your dad has of you. Like, he's like, you know,
solid.
But I love you, you know? But doesn't really care that much. You know, he doesn't show you that he cares, but yeah, he's like, but he does care, you know? And then his wife, I just think this would be hilarious if you had Moira Rose or Catherine O'Hara from Esses Creek, specifically that character. Moira Rose, I just want her to be like totally aloof and like, why, like nothing like you, as far from you as possible, but somehow that's your mom. That's what I want to know.
Hilariously far from reality, but that's
I also pictured her in Home Alone screaming Kevin, but like screaming Andrew, and I was there.
I can picture that pic for my dad. For my mom, just knowing them, that's actually like probably as far off of the pickies you can get, which makes that hilarious.
The closest runner up was the mom from Big Bang Theory. What's the nerdy guy's name? You never see the mom, you just hear it. No, I'm sorry. They were all nerdy. That was a horrible description. Harold, why can I not think of the Big Bang? The astronaut.
Oh, yeah, his mom that you never, like, ever see.
You never see. She died, but the woman who played her voice died. But I just picture that voice yelling down the stairs, Andrew! Feed the cats! You know,
that's funny.
That's like, all right, good. Tim, who'd you cast as Andrew and his parents?
All right, I cast for Andrew. I cast Jim Rush, who is the only actor from Community to receive an Academy Award, aka the Dean.
Honestly, that was one of my thoughts of my pick for me too.
love it. Definitely the Dean. There is a cold open. I think it's a cold open where he comes in with a goatee, and I couldn't find the picture right away. But he comes with a goatee because he thinks like everybody cool is growing a goatee through the summer or something stupid. That's but funny. not him necessarily playing the Dean, playing you. Okay, I'm just, but
I can see it.
He's won an Academy Award. I'm just saying, he's the only person I think on Community that's won an Academy Award. And then no joke, this is so funny that you said Catherine O'Hara, because I also said that this is who I'm going to drop into the chat, who I had picked for Tuna's parents, because they've been in so many movies together, and it's Catherine O'Hara and Eugene. Is it Levi or Levy? I don't know.
Yeah, Eugene Levy.
Yeah. Only because they've been in so many shows together, and I think that they would be just the funniest parents. Just like the weirdest like parents. That'd be like,
great.
He'd be like, are you down there on the pod again? You doing the pod? What are you doing? Yeah, I don't know. I just think it'd be so funny.
I like it.
They would be the best comedy parents for Tuna. So what can I say?
All right, and then who did Ben pick?
Ben had picked for me a de-aged Woody Harrelson. I'm guessing that's the kind of like hick twang.
Woody Harrelson probably from Cheers
is supposed to imply the rural area I live in.
That makes sense.
And for my parents, he said Bryan Cranston and Allison Janney.
Oh, all star parents. I don't get it.
I like the so Bryan funny. Cranston pick, especially for my dad. I think that's pretty solid. Even down to like the looks, I can kind of see it.
It would be great if Aaron Paul was in our movie as Ben, and Bryan Cranston was in it as your dad. I think that goes perfect. Right to the top.
They'd give each other a glance.
Yeah, you definitely have that wall glances in the movie. Andrew, going through the picks now, who is your favorite for you and who's your favorite for your parents?
Probably, I'd got to say the Dean.
The Dean! My favorite pick. That's an amazing Dean pick you just made.
I guess I'll go with O'Hara for my mom and Cranston for my dad.
Love it. Love the pick.
Those are all hilarious. I mean I like all of those picks. I think they, depending on the feel of the movie, some of them could be swapped out easily, but they could easily all work depending on the genre. I'm into it.
I think this was a fun exercise, guys. I'm excited for the cinematic universe of The Incredible Critics to come out. I don't know if it's going to be on Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus. I think, you know, we're going to definitely send it out to bid once we write the script and get it casted with this all-star cast. It's going to be great. It's going to be epic. We will post these photos and side-by-sides on the Facebook page this week. Let us know what you think. Who's the best casted Incredible Critic and Incredible Critic Significant Other.
Yeah.
/ Mints. You know what I'm saying? Until next time, guys, Andrew, where can everyone find us?
They can find us on facebook.com/incrediblecritics, Twitter at 3CriticsPod, and leave a review on Apple Podcasts and let us know who you would have playing you in your movie. Or us, your own picks. We'd like to hear that. Until next time, we are the Incredible Critics.
Yeah, we did it, guys. We did it. I saw the finger guns, Tina.
Nice.
I had to throw them out a little extra that time to make sure.
So funny. Wow. Catherine O'Hara is so such a funny pick. I was like, I had a picture queued up. Like, I had the picture of the Dean queued up and the picture of... Have you guys ever seen the movie Best in Show?
I have not.
It's got
great movie.
Do you want to hear?
It's got both of them in it, and I think I can't remember if they're a couple in it, but it's a show. It's just this. It's a mockumentary about dog show competition. Like,
yeah, it's about like the.
It's so funny. It's ridiculous.
No, whatever that dog show is that comes out like every December. Yes. They, in Oaks.
Y'all want to hear who Ben picked to write and direct your movies?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So, Frankie, yeah. He had your movie written and directed by Nora Ephron.
What? Why wouldn't you pick Matt Damon?
Direct and write direct? Has he written and directed anything?
He does write.
He has an Academy Award for writing and directing.
Really?
Did he? For directing? Yes,
Academy Award for writing for... But I don't know about directing. Huh. I can't back that.
Anyways.
The first movie, him and Ben Affleck?
Good Will Hunting. Oh, yeah. Hunting. He did write that. Huh.
Yeah.
I don't see any directing credits on IMDb. But anyway.
Yeah, whatever. He should have had a bunch. And he was robbed.
And Tim, he had your movie written and directed by Taika Waititi.
Okay, I'm down.
Who are these people? Do you know who that is?
Yes, that's he did Thor Ragnarok.
And Jojo Rabbit.
What was mine?
Yeah, Jojo
Nora
Rabbit.
Nora Ephron. She directed...
I don't remember what she did.
What was it? It was some
Seattle, You've Got Mail.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, a bunch of rom-coms in the 90s.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a horrible.
And then he had the Coen brothers directing mine.
Nice.
Why'd you guys get good ones?